and then 1.5 from second to third, and 1 degree from third to fourth, and 1.5 degree, and then the whole tone from the last to the first.
Uh-huh. Well, that translates into our diatonic notation as C, D, F, G, B flat, C.
That's right.
And it again is minor thirds and whole steps without the half step interval.
Mm-hmm. Well, this second kind is called rikkyoku, mm-hmm. or ritsen. Mm-hmm. And this sort of differences we were talking about was based upon the tonic point of view. I mean, the difference of pitch, difference of the musical ladder that five tones can form. However, there's also a melodic difference, which is not so absolute as this, but ryokyoku is often sang very delicate, slow, and feminine. On the other hand, rikkyoku, the second kind of scales, will be chanted actively and dynamically.
Well, that is very interesting. They have their own characteristic. And when a singer then chanting shomyo would recognize the second scale,
yes,
he would sing it actively, as you
that's
say,
right.
and
that's
more
right.
loudly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a sort of melodic distinction between ryokyoku and rikkyoku.
Uh-huh.
However, there are lots of legendary implications in these two different kinds of scales. Sometimes this first kind of scale, ryokyoku, is compared to in, or that means minus in Chinese. On the other hand, the second one is compared to yan, means plus. The first one will imply female, and the second one will imply male.
I see. So the one is more retiring, and the second is more
That's
aggressive.
Right. That's right. This has lots of feudalistic implication, too. In this particular point, I think the shomyo ought to be reformed. Well, anyway, this is the legendary implication. So I think that there are three kinds of distinctions between these two kinds of scales. One is the tonic. Can I say tonic?
Yes,
differences?
I think, or tonal, perhaps.
Tonal, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is sort of melodic distinction.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one, I should say, is legendary distinction.
Yes. Now, there is a third scale.
Yes, this is called chūkyoku, meaning middle. And this starts from Q again, and then 1 degree higher, 1.5 degree higher, 1 degree, and 1 degree, and then the difference between the last and the first is 1.5 degree.
Yes, it seems to me that this is almost a combination of the two we've discussed before. We have C, D, F, G, A, C.
That's right.
It starts out like the second scale and concludes like the first scale.
Mm-hmm. So this chūkyoku means the middle kind of scales, anyway, in Japanese.
Oh, it's recognized as intermediary.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, in fact, there are not so many pieces that belong to this kind of scales. And also, there's the last kind. This is the combination, the real combination of the first kind of scales and the second kind of scales, ryokyoku and rikkyoku. And this is called gakkyoku, meaning the combination of ryokyoku and rikkyoku, the first and second kind. And the letter will be this way. Starting from Q, there's 1 degree difference from Q to sho, from second to, from first to second, and then 1 degree again, and 0.5 degree, and then 1 degree, 1 degree, 0.5 degree, and then the difference from the last to the first is 1 degree.
That becomes a seven-note scale, doesn't it?
Yes. That's almost similar to the diatonic scales here in the West.
Very close. It's C, D, E, F, G, A, B flat C rather than B natural, so it differs from our major scale.
That's right.
Has the lowered seventh degree like a modal scale. And
well,
this is a combination, then. And the F and B-flat will be treated as subordinate tones?
Well, not necessarily in this particular one.
I see. This scale becomes really a seven-note scale.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. yes. So I should say that this was not that way from the beginning. Maybe somebody thought of combining two of these different kind of scales, which we mentioned, ryokyoku and rikkyoku, and try to make the combined kind of scales, I suppose. Well, anyway, as the example of Ryokyoku, we have already heard the Song of Delight. That belongs to Ryokyoku from the tonal point of view. The Song of Delight is a delightful song, and it shouldn't be shady or delicate or slow or anything, but this difference is made on the basis of tones.
Mm-hmm.
And for the second kind of scales, example would be the piece that we heard at the very beginning called Taiyo. This means the shifting of the mind to the level of Buddha. And this one belongs to the second kind. And unfortunately, I didn't have a chance to record a third kind of scales that is placed somewhere between the first and second kind. However, we have here the fourth kind of scale. It is the combination of Ryokyoku and Rikkyoku. And the title of this piece is called a Sōrai Kada, meaning the salutation to Buddha. And the basic note here is be natural.
This is the note it starts on, or in terms of its scale, this would be its cue.
That's right, that's right.
And so we'll be hearing Sōrai Kada?
That's right, Sōrai Kada.
Sōrai Kada. Oh. this is very impressive, Katsumasa. It reminds me of plain song in the way that there seems to be no metrical pulsation in the song. Is this the way shomyo usually is?
Yes, most pieces are not measured exactly. Sounds like this. And the idea of meter didn't come at the beginning of the history, musical history, in Orient, it seems. That, I think, is the main differences between the Western and the Oriental musical development. The five tones came first, and then the measure and anything connected with time was borrowed from Gagaku music.
Now, Gagaku is the court music.
Yes, that's right. The one reason why the Gagaku has a meter and a certain beat is that Gagaku was played together with dances called Bugaku, and the beat helped dances very much.
Uh-huh.
And so this happened to be about from 10th to 12th century. There was a great reciprocal influence between Gagaku and Shomyo at that time, and lots of musical terms were borrowed from Gagaku. However, there are some pieces that are measured, called teikyoku, meaning just measured, and a piece that we heard sometime called Kikke Bongo-san, A Song of Delight, was measured.
So that some chant, even if it wasn't meant to be danced, was still a measured piece. But most of the time, the chant is unmeasured in shomyo music.
That's right. And the strange thing is that most of the types of measured pieces will take quadruple, meaning 1, 2, 3, 4
yes.
Mm-hmm. beat. It is true with Gagaku. In Gagaku, they almost always have the combination of duple or the quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
And the most pieces that are measured belong to the chant practiced by Tendai sect, not in Shingon sect. And
does this mean then that their chant is lighter?
Well,
is this an influence of Gagaku, or?
Well, it is very interesting to discuss that particular point. It is believed that in Shomyo, about the 10th century, they already had good measured in some pieces. However, it is true that the first piece, which was brought from China, that was about the 7th century, was not measured. So anyway, the point is the measure is not very important in shomyo. So mm-hmm. you could say that shomyo is mainly plain songs.
I see. It would be interesting to compare this unmeasured shomyo with some gagaku.
Yes, well, in gagaku, you might notice it is not strictly measured. It will start with the natural flow of musical instruments, and then, as you hear, you'll notice that it's beginning to have a certain beat and measure. In this particular piece we are going to play now, which is called A Song of Eight Divine Hermits. The Eight Divine Hermits lived in the mountain in China, and they came down the mountains. I don't know how long they lived. Most of the divine hermits are very old and wear white mustache. And as they descend the mountains, people saw the dances of cranes. So this piece is also called a dance of crane dances. And in Japanese, it is called Hassen, meaning eight divine hermits. This comes in the ryokyoku, that is the first kind of scales that we were talking about, and the basic tone here is E.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I was quite aware of the quadruple beats, Katsumasa. Also, of four measure phrases for a long section mm-hmm. there. This large bass drum would come on the first and the second measure strong beats. And then there was a smaller hand drum, I believe.
Yes, that's right. It also counts sometimes.
Yes, it was going 4-1, 4-1 in the faster mm-hmm. beats. And it seemed to shift in the last third of the piece to a two-measure phrase or a duple kind of organization.
Yes, that's a duple and binary form.
This fairly customary?
Yes, that's right.
Well, now, you mentioned that there was a kind of, an influence back and forth between Gagaku and Shomyo after a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Are they ever used together?
Yes, there was a time when Gagaku was used together with Shomyo in front of the emperor. And so at this time, that was about from 10th to 12th century, about this time there was a great influence back and forth between Gagaku and Shomyo. However, there seems to be an essential difference between Shomyo and Gagaku, because Shomyo was something to chant, absolutely. On the other hand, Gagaku was something to look at. By playing this music, they danced. And this dance was quite symmetrically, so they have a quadruple or binary sort of beat, almost always, to make it symmetrical in dancing. And, this sort of differences made it impossible to keep together. And then after this, Shomyo became independent from Gagaku again.
Well, Shomyo is evidently a very pure vocal music. It's
yes.
meant for the voice.
Mm-hmm. This has been neglected by many people, but it still has a very interesting vocal unit in Shomyo.
Yes, how are these melodies made up? We've talked about the scales and what notes they start on, but how about the melodies themselves? How are they constructed?
Well, this, I think, is the most important point in Shomyo, as long as Shomyo is kind of a vocal music. Shomyo has lots of small sound unit, or I might call it a single melodic unit. The most simple unit of this kind is called sugu. That is a simple continuity of what